The talk of planet Earth.
We call it
TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio.
And we know you're going to love it.
TalkZone.com.
Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for listening. Today, before I get to the pageant coaching questions, I'd like to tell you an inspirational story about what I think pageantry is all about. I've been working with a local title holder who's preparing for her state competition. It's a very elite level of competition, and she's going to have her platform really tight, really all, you know, she's got a platform statement, she's got her appearances, and she's really got to explain why her platform is important and what it has to do with her life's mission. Her platform is about mentoring young girls, and I know that a lot of people have a similar platform, and everyone has a different story as to why that's an important issue for them. And as I began working with this young lady more and more and really pushing her to develop a meaningful statement about why the platform was important, she offered up the information that in her home when she was younger, as a child and a teenager, that she had experienced domestic violence at home. Her biological father and mother are still married, and her dad has anger management issues and has difficulty when stressed or upset, and typically takes it out by beating up mom, and sometimes when the children were younger, also beat the children. She does have siblings still at home, teenagers and younger children. And the more we talked about it, the more she decided that this was an important issue, and she wanted to let people know why she had chosen mentoring as her platform. This past weekend, and we talked about the strategy about how to do that, you know, how to do that in a way that was comfortable but honest for her family, and a way to talk about it with her sponsors and so on and so forth. This weekend, she sent me a note that she did approach her mom and let mom know that she would be talking about the domestic violence that had occurred, and in the interview room, that it was part of her platform statement, and that the reason why she was doing this was so that people would know that there's no shame for coming from a situation of domestic violence. There's no shame for experiencing less than an ideal life and wanting to move forward and create a new life. And she's hoping that when people look at her and see that she's moved on to be successful, you know, she's just finished college. Her family has supported her through college. She had a job putting herself through college as well. And also she's competing. And she's hoping that her message will let people know that you do not have to be trapped in situations that are less than ideal. So she met with mom to let her know that she would be doing this. And her mother reacted with great wisdom and great insight. She wasn't surprised. She told her daughter that, yes, that even though they had never discussed it openly in the family and had never talked about it, that yes, that had been what was happening at home, and that that was her story, that that was her daughter's story, and that it was important that she tell her story, because we all have a story. And she told her daughter, we all have a story. We all have something that we can share with others to make their lives perhaps a better place. And all I can say is I have tremendous respect and admiration for this young lady, that she took this journey from a place of darkness and confusion and difficulty, and is now going to be sharing people honestly and openly why she's mentoring others, why her platform is important to her. Not because we want to blame people or make them feel bad or point the finger of shame at someone, but because we all have a story. Every one of you listening to this episode has a story. It could be a story of domestic violence. It could be a story of acquaintance or date rape. It could be a story of incest. It could be emotional abuse. It could be a physical hardship or handicap. It could be a learning disability. It could literally be anything. But every one of you has a personal story. And I guarantee that for every one of you out there listening to today's episode, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are eager to hear your story. Because when you tell your story and you talk about where you've been and how you get to where you are, even if you're still trying to get there and haven't necessarily arrived, that story gives inspiration and hope to someone else who's trying to make a move out of their story, who's trying to move forward in their own lives and find inspiration and hope for themselves. So I have to tell you that this young lady is very close to her competition. She'll be competing soon this summer. And as far as I'm concerned, she's already won. She's already won because she took the emotional courage to admit to herself what she's known along was going on. She talked to her mom in an understanding, kind, respectful way about what everyone knew had been happening, but no one had the courage to discuss. And now she's willing to have even more emotional courage and step into that spotlight of her personal interview and her pageant on stage competition, where she's going to be probably asked about what is obviously a very personal situation, domestic abuse, with people that at many levels she cares a great deal about and doesn't want to hurt them, but she wants to speak respectfully and honestly about what she's experienced and how she's using that experience to help other young ladies in a similar situation, or using her story to inspire others as they move forward in their personal path in becoming who they want to be. And I know that y'all are watching those reality shows on TV. It's all about the crown. It's all about the sash. And it's posing for the photos and making appearances and being the center of attention. I know that that's what everybody thinks pageantry is all about. But for most of us, if that was what pageantry was all about, we wouldn't be here. Because the crown and the sash lasts for 12 months, and then the next day after you've crowned your successor, nobody remembers your name, and you look familiar, but they're not sure who you are. What really lasts a lifetime are the skills and abilities, the connections, the friendships, the memories that we all create and share from the experience of competing and becoming a better self. Yes, there's a part of pageantry that is all about the outer image, you know, your fitness level, your gown, your hair and makeup. And yes, I'm absolutely always coaching my students and pushing them to be the best they can be in that area. But really, to be the best that you can be in those areas, to have a fitness level, to be self-disciplined about looking great at appearances and being on time and being friendly and being prepared. Those things are all about self-discipline, goal setting, personal development skills, your ability to communicate with others, your ability to be respectful of others, your ability to work as a team. When are you a team member? When are you a leader? So I know that oftentimes what people looking in from the outside, all they see is the gown and the makeup and the crown and the sash. But whenever you're at a pageant this summer, I want you to look at the young ladies on stage and wonder, is that girl that Valerie's talking about up there on that stage competing? Just by being up there on that stage competing, is she inspiring others and achieving her personal dreams? Because that's what pageantry is really all about. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember, you can follow me during the week on Facebook. Just give a search on my name, Valerie Hayes, and you'll find me. Send me a friend request, and we'll get you all taken care of. Remember, to get advance notice of all my shows, just sign up for my email newsletter at www.valeriehayes.com. Thanks again for listening today and for making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live pageant talk radio show. I'll see you next time. But in the meantime, remember to make today a pageant fab day.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today. Or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.